I'll be speaking on the theme for the month of December is celebration and thanksgiving. Celebration and thanksgiving. And December is a very unique month. Very unique. Unique because it is the last month in the year. It's the last month in the year. In fact, the last day in the month of December, the way people that have not gone to church throughout the year, they come to church December 31. Because they want to end well. And the Bible says the end of a thing is better than the beginning. It's better. So who do we need to thank this morning? Who do we need to thank this morning? For his goodness, for his kindness, for his love, for his preservation, for his protection. God has been faithful to us in this assembly. God has been kind. God has been loving. God has protected us. We travel, we come back. You know, leaving your home alone in the morning and coming back in the evening is preservation. So it is only God that we give all the glory to. And why do we need to thank him? I have like 3 or 4 points here. Why do we need to thank God? Number one is that God wants it. God wants it. He demands it. Isaiah 42 verse 6. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. He says, my glory I won't give to another. Another version says, my glory I will not yield to another. God says, the glory that is mine, I won't transfer it to another person. God wants the thanksgiving. He wants the honor. He wants that glory. He says, I won't transfer my glory to another. You know, it is very natural for us to transfer glory to people that have helped us. Sometime this year, my mother-in-law sent a request. Somebody was going to enter the University of Learning and she didn't know how. And she sent it to me. And I sent it to my cousin, Nilani. A short while, they got the admission to study medicine. And the mother called me and was thanking me. Is it me she should thank? Who did it for her? It's God. So it's easy for us to transfer. But God says, I will not transfer my glory. The glory is to God. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I won't give to another. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 20 says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this I delight, says the Lord. In this I delight. You that you are rich, don't delight. Don't give glory. You that you are wise, you think you are wise? You think that you are mighty? Don't glory in that might. Glory in God. Number two, is that God is worthy of it. God is worthy of our thanksgiving. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." You know, that's a song. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Art created, all things are for thy pleasure, they are. If God is worthy, Olotosi, God is worthy. It doesn't matter if you miss the contract this year. It doesn't matter if you didn't get the admission this year. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter your circumstances. God is worthy of thanksgiving. And that's why in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, we see Paul and Silas. Where were they? They what? They were in prison. What were they doing? Say, Paul and Silas, they pray. They sang the Holy Ghost. So it doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter where you are this morning. Oh, I didn't get the admission this year. Oh, I still feel the pain here. It doesn't matter. The Lord is worthy of the thanksgiving. God is worthy. The Bible says, the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he was betrayed. Please, what is the end of that betrayer? Jesus' death, Abby. Did he know he was going to die? Did Jesus know he was going to die? He knew it. Still, what did he do? He gave thanks. Because Jesus knew that God is worthy of it. So this morning you might be wondering, what is my situation? I've been praying for this for years. 2022 is the same. It doesn't matter. Your situation should not determine how you give God thanks. He's worthy of it. Number three is that, do you know God has emotions? God has emotions. In Luke chapter 17, the story of the 10 lepers. Let me read 17 and 18. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" God has emotions. God was disappointed at the 9. He was disappointed. He knew that 10 were healed. He said, "Come on, where are the remaining 9? Only one came back. Only one came back." God has emotions. When we don't thank God, we are probably disappointing him. And number four is that everything is from God. Everything. Job 41:11 says, "Everything under heaven is what? Is mine." Everything. Think about it. He says, "Everything under heaven is mine." Everything. Sometimes I wonder. I wish I had, when I was much younger, I'm a very hairy person. Very hairy. When I was younger, I had a lot of hair. But as I grew older, I became bald. Sir? I don't know, it's my genes. Ile yami lot, I'm bald. The fact that means I'm bald. I became bald. I wish I had hair. But every morning I shave it. So that it can be level. You will know that I'm bald. Everything under heaven is God. To be here. The details of your life is mine. The cars that you drive, you think it is yours? It's not. Your children, you think they are yours? They're not. He says, everything under heaven is mine. You must live in the consciousness of that verse. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14. It says, indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God. Also, the earth with all that is in it. Also, the earth with everything that is in it belongs to God. So why would you not give thanks to God? Ama Woshola Oroye, we are looking beautiful. We can lift our hands. If I say jump up now, you jump up. Everything belongs to Him. You know, there was a day I gave an analogy here. I said, you wake up in the morning. It's like God has given you a blank check. Because what is the cost of life? Can you put a cost to life? We sing that song. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Every time you see another breaking of the day, can you quote? You know, we are businessmen. They say, go and quote for this. Go and quote for this. Go and quote for this. What is the quotation for a life? Is it 1 billion naira? The answer is no. You can't put a price to somebody's life. How do you manufacture blood? Blood. 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 It circulates through the body. How does it circulate? Blood. Inside the blood, there is the oxygen. God is too complex. It's too complex. Inside that blood, there's water. And then you can breathe. Everything under heaven is mine. And then we are now in December, the year 2022. And then you are complaining, you are grumbling that God has not done this and this and this for you. Everything belongs to God. Everything. And when I see everything, I mean everything, including the minutest thing, your phones. Because when you are no more, I mean, what is it? I mean, if you fly off, you probably will relate more with these verses of the Bible. Because when you are in the air, you are just Baba. Wemuwa. The moment we land, and then we land, we come out of the plane, that entitlement stuff comes back again. See, I can run. If I see danger, I can run. When you see danger in the air, where do you want to run to? But you see, I want us to, having said that, one of the ways we can thank God is to obey Him. I remember when we were much younger, when our parents pay our fees, and then we go to meet them and thank them for the sacrifice. I remember my dad always says, the only way you can thank me is to do well in school. Don't thank me with lip service. Oh, thank you, Daddy, for the money. Thank you, Daddy. No. He says, if you want to thank me, go and do well in school. Then I know that you are thanking me. The same thing applies here. The only way we can thank God, not only way, one of the ways we can thank God is to do His will. Do His will. And this morning, there's a will that God is asking me to tell you. It's in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. And this one, I struggled for a while because I was wondering, how do you give this kind of message in times like this? Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. You know, there was one morning I was walking this week, and I was just looking at give. And God took me to a scripture. When God says give, it means that you have something. Nobody here should complain. There's something for you to give. He says give. You might wonder and say, the times are tough. The times are difficult. Dollar has gone to so, I have to pay school fees. I have to pay rent. God says, give. The mother of Jesus, she told those pit servants, he says, whatever he asks you to do, he said, do what? Do it. Do it. Do it. So that morning I was doing my work in the morning. And I was meditating on the word give. How do you give if you don't have? And God took me to the woman at Zarephath. I think it's 1 Kings chapter 17. It says, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise. That's to Elijah. Go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. And I was wondering, why a widow? Why not Dangote? Why not the contractor? Why not the medical doctor? Why not the lawyer here? Why a widow? And then I looked at it, it says, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. Another version says, to supply. And then I looked at it. What did the woman have? That widow, what did she have? A flower. But in that little that she had, God says, she will provide for you. She will supply you. I don't think anybody's case here is worse than that widow. When it says give, it means release what is in your hands. I suspect that God wants to do miracles that you've never imagined in the month of December. That's why an instruction like this is coming. Give. 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 Listen, that woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. Let me read verse 8. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes all by us regularly. The man was passing by all the time. Meanwhile, that woman's miracle was in that man. You know, there are some blessings that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy some blessings. This woman was in need. And the need of this woman, money could not buy it. Because she was a notable woman. She had everything. But she didn't have a child. And this man was passing by all the time. All the time. All the time. You know, I liked what that he says, look now, I know that this is a holy man. I looked at various versions. And then he says, I'm sure. Amplified says, I sense. Message says, I am certain that this is a holy man. I suspect, I believe, that God will position you for greatness this month. But can you be discerning like this woman? When the miracle is passing by, can you be discerning? He says, I know. He says, I'm certain. He says, I sense. He says, I'm sure. When miracles pass by, some of us, our eyes are closed. They are closed. And the miracle will just do what? According to law. Something that this woman had been looking for years. Years. She says, I know. She says, I'm certain. She says, I'm sure. Let our spiritual antennas be up in the month of December. The instruction, give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. The Lord will make a way for you this month. He will make every crooked way straight. Like Reverend prayed on Tuesday, he says every mountain will be made leveled in the mighty name of Jesus. The God, the Lord Almighty will make us laugh this month. He will put joy in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be well with you. You will finish well in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we share? We're not sharing the grace to me or to Reverend. It's to God Almighty. It's to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall we share the grace confidently now? The grace, the love of God, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Look at somebody and declare, surely.